Ave Maria, this is Ross Alanis here in Stoke-on-Trent in England, reporting for Air Maria on this cold November morning. Actually, we're in Burslem in Stoke-on-Trent, to be precise. Stoke-on-Trent is it's in the area known as the Potteries in Staffordshire in the English West Midlands. And we're currently walking up Hall Street. And as you can see behind me, there's typical houses for this part of England, artisan dwellings going back for more or less to the 19th century. Stoke-on-Trent was famous for three particular industries. There was the mines, there was the steel, and there was the pot banks that made the potteries. The mines have gone, the steel is gone since the 1980s. And we still have some pottery firms here that made china and porcelain and were famous all over the world. But unfortunately, they're starting to close down as well. And there's a general economic decline, and there's a lot of dereliction, as you can see here on the left-hand side, in front of the house and the friary and the church. Like a lot of English cities, the economic decline has resulted in a shifting population, and a lot of people have moved out from the city in the last 20, 30 years to the suburbs. So there's a lot of dereliction, and of course the population isn't as big as it was 40 years ago. So we're coming up towards our house, and we're in the Archdiocese of Birmingham, and we've been here since 2009. In fact, we opened up in August 2009, and we were given this particular house here, which is a presbytery connected with the local parish. In the early part of 2009, late 2008, we had entrusted a project to St. Joseph to get us a new house in England. And we were pleasantly surprised when we were offered this house and parish here by the Archbishop in 2009, because the parish was dedicated to St. Joseph. This particular house here goes back to 1903. And when we arrived, the top part of the house was more or less run down and derelict. We've changed that into cells over the last 12 months. And the middle floor, we have more cells, and we also have a library and an oratory. And on the ground floor, we have some rooms that are used for parish purposes during socials or parish meetings. At the moment, we have five friars. We've got two priests and three lay brothers. So we have plenty of room for visiting friars that come every now and then from Italy and America. So let's go over and we'll have a look at the church. The church itself is, as you can see from the scaffolding there, it's undergoing a lot of renovation. And the renovation work started about November last year, 2010. And it's just about to come to an end. They have some work, they did some working on the repointing of the two towers, and also on the interior work of the electricity and on the side roofs. And this is just phase one of a big renovation project. Thankfully, we were very successful with grants. And you can see here on the plaque on the wall, the English Heritage, they gave us the biggest grant of all, and have been very helpful to us. Of course, it's nice to build up the church, the physical structure of the church, but it's even more important to build up the parish spiritually. And I'll tell you some of the things we've done since we've come here. We've doubled the number of masses, as you can see from the sign here beside me. We've got a morning mass, half seven most of the weekdays, and the other masses vary. We've brought in extended adoration on a Thursday for the public from the evening time until about 8 o'clock. And we've also introduced, in accordance with our charism, of course, in other friaries, we've introduced novenas and devotions. So we have about five or six novenas every year. Marian Novenas or Franciscan Novenas. And of course, it's very important to form the people spiritually. And we've also brought in adult catechism classes, as well as the normal communion and confirmation catechism classes for the children. And the catechism classes for the adults, it's not just for people who are interested in converting to the Catholic faith, but also for Catholics who want to know their faith more. So they've been very successful. We have a family day once a month for forming families. And we have spiritual conferences for the adults and catechism and games for the children. And of course, in the family day, we bring in our Marian charism to we introduce it to the families. So we hopefully do like what Saint Maximilian himself would do if he were here in our place. And we also visit schools, especially in relation to vocations. And of course, on top of all that, we also supply masses for other priests in the area. So that's the parish apostolate. Of course, we continue our own apostolate that we had before we came here, in London mostly. And the big apostolate work in London, of course, is the Day with Mary and the spiritual formation of our Franciscan Sisters of the Immaculate. They have two houses in London. And we've been very blessed in this particular area, because there's a railway station a couple of miles from here, and there's an express train that goes almost directly down to London in about 1.5 hours. So we can be in London, for meetings on a Wednesday night, or we can be there, Friday night for the Day with Mary on Saturday. And so we continue our apostolate work there. We've got our parish apostolate work here. We've got two priests most of the time. So we're fairly busy here, and we hope you keep us in our prayers. Hopefully in the next episode, I'll talk to you about the actual history of the church here, because it's quite an interesting history. And I'll show you inside the church so you can see the stained glass and the Stations of the Cross. So until then, this is Frasilanus Ferrer Maria in a very cold Burslem, Stoke-on-Trent. Ave Maria.